He made many serious allegations, including that officers had taken money to keep criminals out of jail. His claims sparked Operation Russell, the Met's most infamous corruption inquiry. One detective under suspicion killed himself. His suicide note said he'd been forced to inform on a CID police commander. Now, more than 30 years later, dispatchers can reveal just what the Met was trying to hide.
They were very concerned that there'd been an infiltration, into the police by an organised criminal network. It would have meant that the people that we've taken an oath to catch actually knew we were going to do that before we did it, and that they would have been in front of us at all the times and influencing what we did.
Many officers faced corruption allegations, but the inquiry focused on the long association between two men. One was Commander Ray Adams, the Met's head of criminal intelligence. The other was a notorious gangster whose name the Met has never admitted to. He is Kenneth Noy. He would go on to kill two innocent men and rise to the top of organized crime in Britain.